Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, broadcasting live from the NYC. It is Tuesday, July 29th, 2014. On today's show, I'll be talking with TV personality, author, and food enthusiast, Adam Richman. Richman is best known for hosting the highest-rated show on the Travel Channel, Man vs. Food. From there, he hosted other shows such as Man vs. Food Nation and Adam Richman, Best Sandwich in America, where he also is the co-executive and producer of both of those shows. Now he's back as the host of the new NBC food competition show, Food Fighter, where home cooks are given a chance to compete against world-class chefs in the ultimate culinary showdown. And if you listen to the show last week, I had a celebrity chef, Lorena Garcia, who's also one of the chefs on the show. So we're going to be talking with Adam Richman, who is the host of the show. For those who don't know Adam Richman, he is the very popular TV personality from Man vs. Food, where he used to travel all over the country to find ultimate dishes, and he would eat them, and sometimes he would do challenges with different restaurants. So, and they still show that Man vs. Food in syndication on the Travel Channel. He's also, and another thing too, Adam is also a native New Yorker. He's from right here in the New York City area. He also has his love affair of food came early on, so he also is an undergraduate of Emory University in Atlanta. He also has a master's degree, and he also had worked on other shows like Fandemonium on the Travel Channel as well. So I'm looking forward to talking with Adam. He's going to be calling in the next, I'd say, about 12 minutes. So in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and we'll play a little bit of music, and we'll talk with the very outgoing Adam Richman. Stay tuned.
Nancy O'Dell here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, then it becomes everybody's business. So please plan ahead. Call a cab or designate a driver before the party starts. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity interviews, and pop culture. And today, we're going to be talking with the host of NBC's Food Fighters, Adam Richman. You know Adam from such hit shows as Man vs. Food on the Travel Channel. And now he's back to host the ultimate food competition show, which is Food Fighter. It premiered last Tuesday, and it comes on every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on NBC. So we're looking forward to Adam calling in. In the meantime, I'm going to get our morning going with a classic from Rihanna, and this is Where Have You Been?
I've been everywhere, man, looking for someone who can please me, love me all night long. I've been everywhere, man, looking for you, babe, looking for you, babe, searching for you, babe. Yeah. looking for you, babe. Searching for you, babe.
Yeah, yeah, that was Rihanna and Where Have You Been. Right now we have here 20 minutes remaining into the show. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news and pop culture. And today is a special morning edition because I'll be talking with the host of NBC's Food Fighters, Adam Richman. You know Adam from such shows as Man vs. Food on the Travel Channel and Fandemonium, and he's going to be coming by to talk about the whole concept of Food Fighters and also how he ended up being the host of this show. So we're expecting Adam to call any minute now. Also, tune in tomorrow where I also have another special guest. I'll be welcoming back another returning guest. If you have been with me through the very beginning, you know 2 years ago I interviewed this very talented young man by the name of Larry Locke Henderson. He's known as the hip-hop educator. Well, he'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern on the show to talk about what he has been since he had dropped his first album, about putting school lessons to music. So tune in tomorrow at 1 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, without further ado, you know him, Adam, as the very outgoing personality. He's also an author. He's a food enthusiast. Adam Richman, he's known for hosting the highest-rated show on the Travel Channel, Man vs. Food. From there, he hosted other shows such as Man vs. Food Nation and Adam Richman Best Sandwich in America, and also Fandemonium. And he was also the co-producer and executive of Best Sandwiches in America. And now he's back as the host of the new NBC food competition show, Food Fighters, where home cooks are given a chance to compete against world-class chef in the ultimate culinary showdown. So please welcome my guest, Mr. Adam Richman.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, Adam. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Great. You know, I have to start off by saying I'm a big fan of yours. My husband is even a greater fan because we first stumbled upon you when we watched the Travel Channel Network, Man vs. Food, where you was going around different places across the country trying out different dishes. So we're big fans of yours. So I'd like to say thank you very much,
and thank your husband as well. That's really sweet of you to say.
Yes, yes, we're big fans of yours. I want to talk about this new show, Food Fighters. You know, last week we had celebrity chef Lorena Garcia on the show last week, and I was telling her that
awesome.
I thought that it was a very interesting concept because the show takes ordinary people, home cooks, and have them compete with these top renowned celebrity chefs. And my question to you is, how did this come about? Did NBC approach you, or was this something you pitched to them?
Oh, no, I was very fortunate. Alectus Productions, who they've created some of the biggest game shows around, Minute to Win It, Deal or No Deal, and so on and so forth, they actually approached me, and I was very, very shocked. And they just wanted to gauge if I was at all interested. And for me, when it was sort of made clear that it was really about celebrating the home cook and really about celebrating not just the amazing culinary minds and the really amazing trained culinary professionals that are out there, and they are incredible. I mean, they deserve celebrating. But I think that now more of the country sort of reflects, you know, the moms, the grandmas that have just a lot of passion and maybe don't have the training. And for me, to see these people get recognized on that stage, to see these people, like, get their due, I think is really sort of a very beautiful thing.
You know, I was thinking about, you know, do you think that with the success of all these reality shows like yours, Man vs. Food, Top Chef, Hell Kitchen, do you think with the help of these reality food competition shows, do you find it that more people are cooking ever before? Because I know we come from the newer generation. They're more for fast food. They want everything fast and quick. But I noticed that a lot of these shows, do you feel that a lot of the reality shows have helped people become more aware about cooking at home, taking the time to prepare a dish? Do you feel that these reality shows have helped it a lot?
I think it's a really great question, and I think you're 100% right. I mean, I think that that's exactly the case. I think that the knowledge, back in the day, I learned most of my stuff courtesy of the Brooklyn Public Library, and, you know, asking questions when I was on the job of people that had gone to Johnson & Wales and CIA and so on and so forth. And that's why I consider myself a cook. I think that's kind of why Food Fighters works, is because a lot of people are just really interested cooks. But people now can get access to great ingredients, can get access to hard-to-find or organic or ethnic or specialty ingredients much more easily. And I think that now, if one chef doesn't speak to you, there's someone else who might. If one style of food doesn't speak to you, there's another chef out there whose style might. And there's really, there's room for everybody. And, you know, all of a sudden we live in a day and age where the folks making, you know, lobster rolls or have food trucks are getting respect. And I think that's a really great culinary time to be in.
Now, how did the home cooks or the amateur cooks, how did they get selected to the show? What was some of the criteria they had to meet?
Well, NBC basically conducted these really intensive sort of food boot camps and these big casting calls. And people brought in dishes and they cooked them for the sort of selection panel. I was not on that panel, but people really turned out in droves. And, you know, that's the thing that I think is also so universal. Is, I don't know about you, but I certainly have had dishes of my mom's or my grandma's or my friend's mom's. And, you know, that was really amazing. Like, I would pay for that. There's no way, shape, or form that that's any, it's not in any way inferior to some restaurant food I've paid for. And I think everyone has those dishes where they have a little bit of swag. And my miso roasted vegetables, I throw down. I am very proud of these things. My pulled pork egg rolls, I know that I bring the thunder. And we have these things. And to see these people, this really wonderful lady named Courtney, I'll never forget it. She said, you know, we're tucking the kids in, we're changing the diapers and folding the laundry and checking the homework. And for them to get recognized, for someone that has done all this and all this skill, and it's been appreciated, but maybe by an audience of three. And then suddenly to prove that you're not only good, but you're like, you could stand toe-to-toe with the greats. And it's judged by five ordinary Americans that literally don't know whose dish is whose, don't know it's a pro versus a professional, pro versus an amateur. And it's just on the basis of taste. And it is so amazing. The results are amazing. And to watch a mom, a science teacher, returning injured veteran, win life-changing money just based on doing something they love, it's the coolest thing ever.
Yes. Now, for those who have not watched the show yet, can you tell the listeners, like, the whole concept, what is expected of the home cooks and what do they tend to, because I know that you, once they compete with the celebrity chef, what's making it so interesting is that they don't want, if they lose that round, they don't automatically go home. They move on to the next round. Can you explain to the listener who have not seen the show the whole concept?
Absolutely. My pleasure. So the home cook brings five of their signature recipes, and they can choose them depending upon what opponent they face. So one by one, they go up against five opponents that tend to increase in level of culinary difficulty. And the home cook doesn't know that chef's level of expertise till right when they meet them. And then based upon that, there's a little bit of strategy the home cook may pick something that's completely opposite to their skill set. Then they go, it's a kitchen neither one of them are familiar with, they have a crushing time limit, and that's the thing. The chef is not used to the recipe, but used to pressure. Home cook has been making this recipe maybe for decades, but not it's not their kitchen. There's cameras, there's a microphone, there's an audience. And so there are these sort of pluses and minuses on both. And what I think is so fascinating is you find some of the most brilliant culinary minds all of a sudden say, I've never made a dessert in my life. I've always had a pastry chef. All of a sudden this housewife with brownies is just running the table. It's incredible.
Wow. Yeah, it is an incredible show. I seen the last week when it premiered, and I think it's a great concept. And, you know, I cook. I'm not like some of the other cooks, but, you know, it inspires people. And you know, a lot of times people really don't know that preparing food and cooking it from the heart is therapeutic. So I think it's a great concept. Yes.
Thank you for saying that. And I'm really, that's a very beautifully, beautiful way to put it, in my opinion.
Yes.
I think that it is therapeutic. And it's also the beautiful thing with these home cook recipes is that they often are passed down from generation to generation. And you see these home cooks want to do well, not just because they want to win a whole bunch of money, which is life changing. And it's impossible not to be affected by that drama of it. But it's like, that's my Nana's recipe. I have to do it to make her proud. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with money. It's just, this
Excuse
is Nana's
me,
footage.
Seconds.
Mm-hmm. Well, Adam, I know you have to get ready to go. Can you quickly tell people how they can follow you, how they can follow you on Twitter, your website?
Oh, thank you. Certainly. Well, I'm at Adam Richman on Twitter and on Instagram. The show's at NBC Food Fighters. Or just hashtag food fighters, and it's on 8/7 Central on NBC. And my website is theadamrichman.com. There you have
Great. Well, thank you, Adam, for taking the time out of your busy schedule, and much continued success.
Oh, please. My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you so much for being so sweet and for such a great interview.
Thank you. Have a great day. Ladies and gentlemen, that was TV personality, food enthusiast, Adam Richman. Make sure you check out Food Fighters. That's every Tuesday night on NBC at 8 p.m. Eastern. Right now we have here 10 minutes left remaining in the show. I'll be back after the commercial break, so stay tuned.
Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through.
Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Right now, we have here 9 minutes left remaining in the show. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, broadcasting live from the NYC. Every week, I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, celebrity interviews, and pop culture. If you are just tuning in, you missed a great interview. I was talking with the host of NBC's Food Fighters, Adam Richman. You know Adam for such hosting duties, hosting shows such as Travel Channel's Man vs. Food. He also is the an author. Adam also has a cookbook coming out. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to ask him about it because the interview, we had so little time. But make sure you check out the show. I think it's an interesting concept. It's Food Fighters every Tuesday night on NBC at 8 p.m. Eastern. Also, tomorrow, Wednesday, I'm going to also have another special guest on my show. As a matter of fact, he's a returning guest. This man came on my show about 2 years ago. His name is Larry Locke Henderson. He's a hip-hop artist, and they call him the educational hip-hop rapper because he takes lyrics with underground beats and put it into like lessons for kids. Like he had a successful album on Amazon called Smart by, and he's also the co-founder, CEO, and co-executive producer of Smart Music Entertainment. It was called Less Smart Hip Hop, Smart Lessons 2, where he also talks about history lessons. He puts everything to music that kids can learn, and he's returning tomorrow as my special guest to see what he's been up to in the last 2 years. And from the looks of it, he's been very busy since the success of that first album. So make sure you tune in tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern, where my special guest will be Larry Locke Henderson, better known as the Hip Hop Educator. And that's tomorrow right here on blogtalkradio.com. Right now we have about 6 minutes left remaining in the show. I'm going to go ahead and play some music and then go to another commercial break. So stay tuned.
Swipe my card and I do the same day. You're talking to a late day. I want a Kanye, yeah, not a Ray J. So that's a no-no. I'm a Maybach, can use a bubble. This combo be like Dre, hey, I already know what you're trying to say.
We have 3 minutes left remaining in the show. I'd like to thank my special guest, Mr. Adam Richman from NBC's Food Fighters. Make sure you check out the show tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Also, make sure you tune in tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern as I talk with another special guest of mine, a returning guest, Mr. Larry Locke Henderson. We're going to be talking with the educational hip-hop rapper to talk about his latest project and how he's still going out there and putting educational lessons listens to music. That's 1 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. And also I'll be giving you the latest entertainment stories for the week, so make sure you tune in. And also if you like the show and you want to know more about the show, make sure you, if you're a registered listener here on Blog Talk Radio, make sure you register as a listener. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com, register as a listener. It's free. If you like the show, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way it will give you a reminder when I'm on the air live. And also follow us on Twitter. We're at That's Entertain One. That's THATS Entertain and the number one. And like us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Just go to www.facebook.com/ That's Entertainment Radio. And you can also follow me as well on Twitter. I go by Stiletto14, Stiletto like the shoe, STILETTO and the number 14. Well, that will do it for me today, but make sure you tune in tomorrow afternoon where I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and to also welcome back a special guest of mine, Larry Locke Henderson. Make sure you have a great day. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.